This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Dave Newman has had lots of jobs: truck driver, salesman, college teacher, and he mines those experiences in his novels about life and work in Western Pennsylvania. He gets inspiration from other writers with an interest in social themes, especially new voices in what's been called the alt-lit scene.
My favorite of these guys is this guy, Noah Cicero, and he's from Youngstown, Ohio, and he kind of writes about Youngstown the way maybe Pittsburgh was 20 years ago. It's kind of a mill town that's still transitioning. You know, people are falling apart, and he writes about waitresses and dishwashers and strippers and just people kind of on the fringes of society, and he writes about it in a way as like, as they are, not as they're supposed to be. I don't think you can be judgmental when you read him. You can't go in like looking for characters that have this great moral religious center and stuff. They're kind of just people out there struggling to get by, as you know, poor people always have done.
And those are characters that kind of appeal to you as a writer too, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm interested in the working class, and you know, people spend most of their lives working, and you know, whether it be you know a blue collar job or a white collar job. I don't know how much difference there is in the two now. You know, if you're digging ditches 20 years ago, you're working at Walmart now. Mm-hmm. Working at Walmart's probably worse. You know, you have all the physical stuff of tossing boxes around, but you have, like, customers yelling at you as you do it.
What else is on your stack here?
A book called Fish, Soap, and Bonds, which is by this guy Larry Foundation. It's one of the only novels I've ever read about homeless people, and they're named Fish, Soap, and Bonds. And it's just, it's a really beautiful book about the struggles of what it means to be homeless. And he's one of those guys who, I think, like Steinbeck years ago, allows people to have their dignity no matter what. I mean, there's a beautiful moment in this book where it's two guys and one woman, and they're scraping together food all the time and trying to get shelter and stuff, and she wants to get her nails done, which I just it's the kind of image I would have never crossed my mind that once you were homeless, like, your priority would be to get your nails. I mean, everyone wants that. You still want to, like, look good. You still want to feel good. You still want to have your dignity. And so it's like every dollar they find, she puts a little tiny bit of that away to somehow get out and get her nails done, which she eventually does. So he's really good at capturing moments like that.
You talk about being interested in the margins and work, or maybe the lack of work.
Right.
Do you sense the American readership is coming back around to an interest in those themes lately?
I don't know. I think that things are so splintered because of the internet. It's hard to say like what people are actually reading. Like, there's always going to be a place for like the great American novel. Like, here's six characters. We're telling all of their stories, possibly their family histories. They're all like middle class or upper middle class. So I think there's always like those are the books that are probably going to win the awards and stuff. But I think there's enough opportunities underneath it now that there are more books about work and more people that are writing about those things.
I mean, what you're talking about isn't a new project in American literature. You mentioned
right.
Steinbeck.
Right.
Are there other you know writers from earlier generations that you have in mind or that kind of influence and inform your writing?
Yeah, I mean, I love Steinbeck. Cannery Row, the opening paragraph about, you know, we're all saints, we're all sinners, and is one of my favorite opening paragraphs in a book ever. I'm a huge Whitman fan, especially you know, the poems coming from the Civil War, just the idea of being a nurse and going down there and stepping out of your tent every day and seeing this and writing about it. And at the time was a very accessible way. And the idea of these long lines and free verse and not having to rhyme and not being able to rhyme in the face of death, I think is so important. So I love that tradition, you know, which is Carl Sandburg from Chicago, a huge fan of just the way he wrote about working people. So yeah, it is. I mean, it's a big American tradition, but so it's kind of got pushed to the sides over time, but hopefully it'll come back.
Well, Dave, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Dave Newman lives in Trafford. His newest book is Two Small Birds. Find more book picks and past episodes on the website at WESA.FM. And let us know what you're reading on Twitter @Booksburg. Thanks for listening.